All right, folks, appreciate that this is the last session of the day. Thank you very much. It's a great turnout. Trust me, not missing out much outside. The weather's shit. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome to the last session. It's the Power BI one. We wanted to call it the Hour of Power, but we thought we'll give you a longer title instead. So Power BI through the familiarity of Excel and the power of the cloud. So my name is Shashank Pawar. I'm the Business Insights Specialist, and along with myself, I've got my colleague.
Yes, hi everybody. My name's Fred LeCoul. I'm from Scalability Experts in Sydney. We are a global Microsoft Gold partner in data management and business intelligence.
Now, before we go on with the session, wanted to get an idea. Who's raise of hands if you've already been using Power BI? Great, a few people. So it's good to hear that there's a lot of people who haven't seen it, because that's what the session's designed for. What about Excel? I'm expecting everybody's hand to go up here. Come on, guys. Good. To keep it interesting and keep you guys awake, we do have this lovely Power BI branded water bottles. If you're not listening, or if I see you nod off, I'm going to chuck it at you. It is metal. It'll hurt. No, I'm just kidding. So with that, the agenda in the next hour is to really go through what the Microsoft Data Analytics platform is, look at Power BI. There's a common misconception of what is Power BI, a new tool. It really is a new branding, and we'll cover what it is. And the reason why we've got Fred here from the partner of ours is really talk about how they've implemented it at a real customer. So it's not just a stock standard demo you're going to get. You're actually going to see how it was implemented and how they're using it. And then we'll come back and I'll come around and talk about some of the high-level architectures, common things we get about cloud, you know, my data in the cloud, and how do we interact with that and have a hybrid type solution, and shortly cover futures as well. I'm not making any announcements or anything here at the at TechEd. But before I go into technology and what Power BI is about, I thought it would take a moment as to why you should be interested in this topic of data analytics. I mean, you've probably heard buzzwords about big data, about data is critical, it's the new asset, it's the new oil, or it's the new gold in business. Well, really, what does that mean? So Microsoft got IDC, an independent analyst, to go off and do a study of what this meant. And they came back with this aggregated figure of $1.6 trillion worth of what they call data dividends. So that's return on being able to do analysis of your data, whether that happens to be via improved cost efficiencies or via identifying a new market, process improvements that you can go through and have your business either save or make up to $1.6 trillion over the next 4 years. So there's a lot of opportunity, as you can see, a lot of money put out there on the table to take. So this has shaped how Microsoft thinks about data analytics and what our engineering team's been doing in this in the product sets. It's really about how we can put more of the data analytics capabilities into more people's hands, so they're able to go off and get the insights and try and achieve that $1.6 trillion figure we talked about. So what it is an end-to-end platform that we look at to approaching delivering this data dividend. Business have questions and problems about the data. They want to be able to get a platform that can help not only analyze and visualize the data, but really collect, manage the data, transform it, and be able to give the insights, and more importantly, actionable results. So that's what the data platform looks like. I do want to take a moment to go through a quick overview. I'm not going to go through this in great deal of detail, because today's session is more about Power BI. But Power BI just happens to be the one piece of it, is visualization piece of it, that sits at the top of our data platform capability. But really, if you look at our data platform capability, it's all the way from the infrastructure. So whether that's on-premise or in the cloud through Microsoft Azure and Office 365, as you'll see with Power BI. But it's also SQL Server. And SQL Server is a great platform to be able to manage your data, whether that happens to be structured, unstructured data sets, to be able to give that quality data, single source of truth view, to be able to then visualize and analyze and get actions. But more so, what we're doing is also not about visualizing just your data. It's about how do we take it to the next level, being able to give a predictive element. So things like preventative maintenance or being able to do recommendation services through the Azure machine learning services. So there's a great deal of capability that you bring by having an end-to-end platform. And not only do I say this, that Gartner represents this in the Magic Quadrants, that we're in the leading quadrants in each of the workloads that are related to BI, data warehousing, OLTP workloads in this space. So we're a great platform to be able to do this on. So now on the topic of Power BI, I mentioned today is about visualize and decide. So how do we do this in the Microsoft platform? So you've heard the brand Power BI. What that actually, from a technology perspective, excuse me, where that resides is in Excel and in Office 365 in the cloud. So Excel, I'd say the primary client here is Excel 2013, and that's where you're going to see a lot of the demonstrations that Fred is going to be doing. And it's really the first place anybody dealing with the data goes to anyway. And if you see any of the major BI applications out there, they always have an export to Excel button, because that's where people feel familiar with working with their data. So what we've done, with the mindset of that data dividend and with the mindset of being able to give, enabling our users to be able to get to the data, we've added components to Excel 2013. The first one is Power Query. And this is really about how do we go off and discover data within the organization. And not only any data, quality data, or be able to easily transform that data into quality data to be able to get better insight. So that's Power Query. Once we've got that data, a typical issue that I come across and customers normally raise is Excel, are you serious? I mean, that client can only handle 65,000 rows in the old days and a million rows in 2013. I mean, really, we're in the day of big data. I have a lot more data than just million rows. So this is where Power Pivot comes into play. Our lightning fast in-memory data model that is part and parcel of Excel that allows us to go into millions and millions of rows of data. Then, once we've got this insight, we've mashed up the data, whether that's internal to our organization, external to our organization, we now visualize that to look at the insights that we can drive from it. So that's Power View, Power Map, and the ability to do that. That's where you'll see a lot of the demos that Fred will be going into. And as we all know, BI is not about just one person getting the insights. It's about how do we take those insights and make them actionable. And that usually requires you to be able to share that story with your colleagues, with your managers, and external stakeholders as well. So how do we do that in an easy manner? That's where the power of the cloud comes in with Office 365. Through Power BI Sites, the ability to then have these reports, have your visualization, be accessible via the web, via a web browser that are fully HTML5, so it's device independent. And then the cloud brings something great in terms of being able to have scalability, so you don't have to worry about managing infrastructure, but it also brings in some new innovation capability through things like question and answer or Q&A, which is the ability to ask natural English questions to your data instead of even having to create those reports. So enough of me talking and enough of you seeing slides. Let's actually start looking at some live demos. So I'm going to get Fred to set some context. Oops, before I move to this one. Some context on the customer he's worked at.
Sure, thanks, Shashank. by the way, I apologize if anyone can't see me. I forgot my soapbox. So here I am. So StormTech came to us and asked us how we could help them with business intelligence. So I went to see them and basically did a walkthrough of Power BI. And, you know, as Shashank was saying, you know, the idea is to be able to answer questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use some of those questions as part of the demo using StormTech's data. Now, StormTech is a company that manufactures architectural drains and grates, which is really exciting. Not.
Well, at least the data was, right?
The data is very exciting. So I think we can just...
Yeah, so I get the opportunity, and this is where I love to use our partners, because I get the opportunity to now sit back and be the pretend to be the customer, and I'll ask Fred the questions, and he can run the demos. No pressure, right?
No pressure.
I'll help you out, don't worry. So the first question, as any CEO or any organization would ask, is how do I improve my top line? How do I get more revenue? How can I improve my sales? So is this WhizBank product, Power BI, what can it do, Fred?
All right, well, first, in order to be able to answer the question, we have to bring in our data. And with that, we'd use Power Query. So Power Query has the traditional methods of bringing in data from various data sources like SQL Server, Oracle, even Teradata. But from a big data perspective, we now also have the ability to get data from Hadoop and even Facebook or even a SharePoint list. So in this demo, I'm simply going to get some data from Windows Azure. We've actually put the StormTech ERP database on Azure, so I simply have to put in the server name. And what that will do is bring me up a list on the right-hand side. Here we go. And as you can see, I can see my StormTech database right here. Now, something that's really fantastic is a preview. Having the ability of not having to actually pull in the data, you know, to make sure that you've got the right data. And not only that, but you don't actually have to bring in that data. You can actually edit that data as doing a query without actually having to do any SQL.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So yeah, no SQL statements and you're getting a preview.
That's right. So that brings up the query editor. And as a quick example, what I want to see is an aggregation of my total sales by year.
That's a complex SQL statement, surely.
Oh, no, no. Very easy. Watch. And all I have to do is go find my date field. That's probably the hardest bit, finding the date field. Sorry. Is it the right one?
I yeah.
No, it's the wrong one. Sorry. I apologize for that.
You didn't look at the preview, Fred.
I didn't look at the preview. Okay, here we go. All right. Now I can find my date field.
Yeah, I think you just passed it. The trading date.
Yeah, there we go.
There. One next to it.
So from here, all I have to do is add a new column, choose my date drop-down menu, and select year. So what that's going to do is create a new column called year. Simply have to highlight that column, go to my home, and choose group by. So from there, I'm going to probably want to have a count, like... Sometimes the surface is a little bit. And I'm going to add total sales amount. And here I will choose my field, which is in this case local net. And click OK. And there I have it. I have an aggregated sales by year.
That's great.
Yeah. So what's interesting on the right-hand side is we have the applied steps. So we have a form of lineage where we can actually look back at what was done all the way back to the source. Now, if I save this to the catalog, that means any other user that decides to use this particular query will also be able to see the lineage, and they will be able to see, you know, if it comes from the source that they believe is the correct source.
So that's good, but I mean, you're still connecting to a database, and you still need to know the server name. I mean, I wish there was a way to just search for your data. Really, that's how easy it should be.
Yes, well, there is a way, and it's very easy. That's by using the online search.
So we haven't rehearsed this at all, have we?
No, not at all. So, from answering the question, you know, how do I improve my sales? I'm going to want to starting to look at my StormTech products. So I'm going to do a search on products. Now, as you can see up here, we've got organization. That means any queries that exist in the organization will show up in this list. But what I also have is a public view, which is on the internet. And this will show me data sets from like the World Bank, Wikipedia, and 13 other sources. So you can get to see the preview as well. But in this situation, what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for my product data. And as you can see, I've got a products query that comes from Shash, and I'm not sure I can trust him.
Well, so, it's an easy product to use, so.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look for data that's been certified by a data steward, and that tells me that I can trust that data. So I'm simply going to go in and load that into my data model, which is in Power Pivot. And that should only take a few seconds. Okay, so we have our products data in there as a query, and it's now part of our workbook. But now we want to actually see the data itself, and that's in Power Pivot. And Power Pivot is also your data model. And what they've done is they've made it look like Excel, and they made it feel like Excel. And as you can see, we have the tabs underneath. And we've also got our products table here. So I'm just going to rename that so it's a little bit more meaningful.
That's not going to change anything in my actual database, right?
No, that will not change anything at all. What we've done is we've got a connection to your database. And obviously, we have the ability to refresh that connection to your database. So in terms of that, what we can also do is create some calculated fields. And as you can see over in my sales detail, I've already created some calculated fields, and that's called DAX. DAX stands for the Data Analytics Expression.
Is that a new language, or? Is it similar to Excel?
Yeah, it's just like Excel. So if you have a look, you know, if you have Excel experience, if you use Excel and you use Excel formulas, there's a very powerful language with a lot of different functions that can be done. And I'll show you an example of that. Let me just pull one out. What I'll do is I'll create a new field. In here by adding a column, and I'll say average sales. And up here, just like in Excel, you actually have formulas, and you can actually go look at date and time, for example, and you'll see that there's a lot of different formulas that can be used.
Well, they look handy for sort of financial reporting, so there's a lot of year-to-date, end-of-month, quarter-to-date. That's great.
Correct. So in my example, I'll just paste one in. And there I have my calculation.
So So that was pretty fast. That was about calculation on 800,000 rows, right?
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's like the power of the in-memory model in Excel. So no longer are you waiting for things to happen if you're working with large data sets.
So we could also create calculated fields and give them a name, like here we've called it sales for previous year. And that's allowing me to look at my data and compare it to the previous year. What we also have is the ability to create KPIs. And I'll just go into that and edit the KPIs. And as you can see, we've got a KPI based on the previous year that's been selected here. So with all that, now what I need to do is I've got my data model already there. So I've got my customers, I've got my sales details, and I've just brought in my products. What I want to do now is I want to join my products to my data model. And for that, we actually have a diagram view. And this makes it very easy to use. I don't want to use that one. I want to use my products data over here. And it's a simply drag and drop capability. And voila, I've joined my products to the data model. There's a few other things that can be done here. We can also create hierarchies. And I've created one here on financial years. Fiscal years, sorry. And it's as simple as create hierarchy or then add to an existing hierarchy. So we'll just go back to the data view now and have a look at what we can do from a visualization perspective. So I'll close my Power Pivot and my workbooks. And what I'll do is I'll insert a power view. So this gives us the canvas, which is very similar to PowerPoint in a way where, you know, you have a canvas and then you can just start adding things to it. I've actually created a canvas here already.
It's starting to look all right, Fred.
So what I've got so far is a bit of a trend line in sales. I've got my total sales, I've got my KPI over here, which is currently green, and my top customers. I've already set one up for customers, but seeing it wasn't, the data wasn't in, we'll do that pretty quickly by clicking all, going to products, and then choosing my product title. Now I might need to do a little bit of sorting, so I'll just move this out the side. And I want this to be by total sales, and I also want it to be descending.
Oh, so very easy, drag and drop capabilities.
Yeah, so I'll just bring this back in. So now I can start to look at total top sales in products and customers. What I might want to do is add a little bit of data from a geographic perspective. So I'll choose my customer out here. Choose the address, and then I will add my sales details. Sorry. And simply click on the map button.
Well, and it's going to map the data for me?
Yes.
You just had address data there. No latitude, longitude.
Yeah, so that's right, because it uses Bing Maps. It will actually detect fields that have geographic data in it, and we'll go and search for it using the Bing Maps search engine. So as you can see, it's still loading up some data here.
Great. So this looks pretty good, but it's kind of static. I mean, I already knew my top customers, Reese Plumbing Supplies. That is there a way I can, you know, drill in there and find out which products they're buying? Maybe I want to tell my sales guys to sell the cross-sell certain things to them?
Yeah, sure, Shashank. If I click on Reese, what we can actually do is start to discover what products are being sold in terms of that. If I choose on my top-selling product, I can actually see which of the customers... Sorry, missed that. I can see which of the customers are actually purchasing those top products. So that's starting to allow me to make decisions about what I can do my sales team in terms of like improving sales on certain products.
Nice.
Or trying to improve sales with our suppliers.
And from the map, it seems like most of my activity is happening on the Eastern Seaboard. I've never seen it like that, so that's been pretty good. But you know, one of the things that I'd really want is if my sales guys could actually look at demographic data, because you know, I sell high-end grates and drainage products. I'd really like want to target some of the rich guys around Australia. Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's with PowerMap. And PowerMap is part of the BI suite, and it's in Excel. And it's so easy, I'm going to get you to do the demo on your computer.
Gee, thanks. Okay.
And I'll walk you through it, I need to.
That's all right. So here we'd do it with PowerMap folks. And PowerMap's an add-in to Excel 2013. So I'd go through and launch PowerMap. I've already started off with a tour. So essentially the idea is that you can create storylines and tours based on geographical data. So I've already started to create one and, excuse me, imported some ATO taxable income data. This is freely available from ato.gov.au. Simply imported that into PowerPivot. And I'm able to visualize that. So you can see some of the hot spots of, in a heat map here, red indicates the higher taxable income bracket, the lower blue, the cooler colors indicate the lower side. And you can obviously see the main capital cities there having the hot spots. Now I can easily overlay my own sales data. So I'm gonna go through and do it the same way like I did in PowerView, add in the address field. But I can also get the ability to now tell it what type of data type it's sending to Bing to get more accurate mapping. So whether it's latitude, longitude, XY coordinates, and so on and so forth. So I can actually go and through its other set of data because it's not full address that's been structured there. And once I've done that, I can also go through and get it to point out the sales data. And you can see that it started bringing in some of the column data. And now, something that's new for those who've already been using PowerMap, something that just released last month, is the ability to add filters. So I can now filter on different range of things. So if I wanted to say only show me sales that are greater than $100,000 or whatever, I'm able to do that. In this case, I'm just going to go through and filter out some of the crap address data. So take out the blank address locations and also the ones with the comma Australia location. And so you can start seeing that it's now got these blue dots where my actual sales locations are. And you can see that they're starting to overlay very well where the hot spots are anyway. I can increase the height to make it more easy visible, change the color of it, so now I can actually see that. The idea behind this, folks, is that right in Excel, I can create this 3D tour. And using Surface Pro 3 or any touch device, you're able to go through and navigate into the data and get derive new insights. So for example, here I can quickly see, and hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, or somewhere near Bundaberg, there you go, there's some hot spots, but I don't have any sales. And maybe I can go through and overlay rainfall data as a company that deals with drainage. That'd be interesting to look at. In fact, Fred just received some Bureau of Meteorology data that we'll incorporate in here as well, but that's for another day. So that's the capability that PowerMap has. So that's great. Thanks, and thanks to me to do the last demo. we'll look at, right now we've looked at everything as being in Excel. Right. That's and not everybody has Excel in my field. I mean, mostly on the desktops. My sales guys are in the field. So how can I help them to be better, to have this data accessible to them when they're out, as opposed to having it just on their desktop?
Sure. So the way to do that is to go on to Power BI for Office 365 and sign in if you have an account. If you don't, there is actually a free trial for 30 days. that can also be extended either by using a credit card or Microsoft licensing. The sign up is pretty quick. It's three steps. All they need is a bit of information about yourself, create an ID, and then you're in.
Or if you've already got an existing Office 365 tenant, folks, it's a matter of adding the Power BI SKU, which is a per user per month charge.
Sure. So once you've signed in, it's as simple as creating a team site and then loading the Power BI app. And once you have that, you have Power BI. So once you've got Power BI, basically, this is what the main page will look like, and you will have the ability from here to be able to pretty much drag and drop your Excel files directly into this location, or you can hit the add button, or you could also just save your files to OneNote.
OneDrive,
sorry.
Too many ones.
From here, you can start looking at your dashboards online. So as you can see here, I've got Steve's dashboard that's come up, very similar to what we were looking at before from Excel.
So that's great. So it's all interactive still on the browser.
That's right.
But is that only available on Microsoft browsers, or can I use it on non-Microsoft browsers?
Sure. Look, Windows 8 has an app that is available, but there's also the ability to use HTML5, and I can show you here from there.
That is an Apple, folks. I'm not holding up a Windows 8. So we can view the same report here. It's HTML5 based.
Sure, and there is an app that's coming out for iOS next year. So with the Power BI app for Windows, you can simply open it up, and with a little luck at a demo. Is it working? Yeah, fantastic. So here I've got, I have the option of selecting multiple charts, but I've got the option here now to look at my sales analysis by product against customer groups. So I can simply touch on each item, and
so that's showing me my different customer groups, what different products have been selling, and proportion of it.
That's right.
Great. Is there a way to do any sort of forecasting?
Yeah, absolutely. So forecasting is simply as pressing the end of your line chart and hitting the button. And what we have is a forecast that's been predefined that comes from the cloud.
So is that just a bunch of squiggly lines it's drawn, or?
No, that's an algorithm that's been worked out from the cloud, it's very complex. But what we can do to see how good that algorithm is we can do a hindsight search and compare it to your existing data. So that's pretty good from that point of view.
So that gives me a bit more confidence that the model that it's created in the cloud is pretty good.
Yeah, so the sales team at StormTech love this, they've all got Surface 2s now, Surface Pro 2s.
That's awesome. So they can be productive out in the field.
That's right. And even though it's automatic, you can also adjust the seasonality and also the standard deviations.
Nice. So it's a fairly easy way of doing forecasting. I mean, before you'd have to either write some complex code to do this or some sort of Excel formulas to be able to do some trend line analysis. So it's a quick and dirty way to get that.
Excellent. All right. So
is there any easier way than just looking at
reports?
Oh
yeah, there's a much easier way. And that's using the Q&A tool, which I'll head to now. Sorry. There we go. So the Q&A tool uses a natural language that simply allows you to ask questions. So
So tell me, can we look at the fiscal year's trend, the total sales over? That's giving me some data.
I might just put total in. You did say total.
So that's the total all up that I've done. So that's good to know, my
Yep, so now I'll change that to fiscal. And there we have.
So that's good. So you've just asked it a question and it's visualized the data as a line chart because it knew it was over date. Okay, here's a bit more trickier one. How about, I know Reese is my favorite top customer. I'd like to know what products they've ordered recently.
Sure. So what I need to do is go back to my Q&A site. Sorry, here. And what I've done, sorry about this.
Oops.
I'll just go back to it. Okay, so what I've done is I've actually put that query and pinned it to my Q&A dashboard. So the question you just asked there, show total sales for Reese trading by product.
That's great, and
total.
You've even got Reese's
So you can
total.
So you can actually add the logo in there as well. So, and there we have it.
Oh, fantastic. So I can see what products have been ordered. And some of them that they haven't been ordering, so I can more incentivize my sales guys. But that's great. So no longer am I going off and creating reports. I'm asking questions about the data. Makes it much easier. Going to from your favorite report to your favorite question.
Yeah.
I like that. So, Fred, I like what you've been showing so far. What about, are you telling me that none of this has required any IT involvement? I mean, you know, in the past, people have been using Excel, have been using Access databases, but there's always been this problem about Excel spreadmarts or Excel hell, and insert your favorite explicit word problem with Excel. How does this cause the same problems, or do we have anything better?
Yeah, so there is a solution, and the solution is to provide data stewardship. So IT could be involved with this, or it could be someone from the business, but it's a way of analyzing what are the top searches being done in terms of your queries, also the top clicked queries and the top users of queries. So as you can see, Steve's got 6 here, and we've got products being the most used in this particular case. So what we can do from there is IT could go, well, you know, I know which ones are the most used. Maybe I can move that to my corporate BI. So from that perspective, there is an advantage.
So that's great. So my data is managed and I know what people have been accessing as opposed to somebody just going off creating random versions of that data in Excel and emailing it around to people. So it's centralized in my Power BI sites. I've got an insight into what data sets. What about the cloud? I mean, now, is it required to put our data up in the cloud with Power BI?
Absolutely not. What we have is the ability to basically build a data management gateway, which means that your data stays on-premise and your visualizations are in the cloud. So I'll show you quickly how that's done by simply creating a data source. So this is my StormTech data source here. And as you can see, it's ready. And then we have our gateway. So in the gateway, I'll see if I can. In the gateway, basically, I simply have to grab a certificate that's been given to me. And then I install software. So I download this software and I go to my server and I install the application. So just quickly, it's as simple as registering your key in the gateway. and then setting up how you want to use HTTP or HTTPS and giving it a port number.
So what this is enabling me to do is have my data on premise, but my visualization and reports in the cloud. And as data refreshes, I can get it from my on-premise data source. So is there a way to schedule this data refresh?
Yeah, sure. So in your Power BI site, it's as simply as going down, clicking on the tab and hitting schedule. So I've actually created some schedules already, as you can see, or actually I can actually just change the refresh settings as I want, including the ability to refresh it now on the so let me just come back here.
That's great. So I can have my data up to date. I have my reports that are hosted in cloud. And I can be rest assured my data stays on premise.
Mm.
And if there is any communication or refresh of that data, that's happening through secure channels and ports that I get to choose.
That's correct.
Great. So what that looks like, folks, is from an architectural diagram perspective at a very high level, is this particular slide. So on top, you see the pure cloud cloud solution. On the bottom, you can have a pure on-premise solution as well. Because a lot of times I get the feedback that, you know, maybe they're not even ready to have cached data up in the cloud through the Power Pivot model, even though that's encrypted at rest. We want to have it all on-premise. So there is that option as well, because as you saw, folks, we started off what Fred demonstrated. Everything was started off in Excel 2013, which is on-premise. That connects off to your data sources wherever they happen to reside. And then you use Excel, Power Query, Power Pivot, Power View, Power Map to analyze that and visualize that. But if you want to go purely on an on-premise implementation, you can use SharePoint 2013 and publish your insights into SharePoint 2013. As long as you've gone ahead and implemented all the integration points with reporting services, integration point with Power Pivot services as well. But however, be aware that today any presentation to the web browser in SharePoint Online for Power View reports is all Silverlight based. We've heard the feedback. HTML5 is coming. It is on the roadmap towards the later end of this year, early next year. But in the meantime, that ability to have the cloud service and have the mobile solution, have Q&A, forecasting, all of the great stuff that we've showcased, you can have in a hybrid manner for your data sets that are you're okay with putting up in the cloud, in terms of when I mentioned the cached part of that in the cloud, you have the ability to have a hybrid architecture as well. So hopefully this diagram helps you in a very high level get that. I'd mentioned that I'll talk about some of the roadmap and what's coming. Because it is a cloud service, and I'm sure you've heard this throughout the day, you know, cloud means rapid innovation, rapid deployment, the ability to have new features added almost on a quarterly basis for the cloud service at least, if not on a monthly basis for things like Power Query, Power Map. Here's an example of what we're looking at. So newer visualizations. So you're looking at the sunburst chart, ability to have KPIs on with geospatial visualization, the ability to have heat maps. So you're starting to see where, you know, some customers or some of you have already been using Performance Point services, and some of those capabilities are starting to converge and merge into Power BI. So today, Power BI is also about self-service BI, but really Power BI, where we're taking it, is all whenever BI, whatever BI requirements you'll have, you can go to it. You'll notice also on the right-hand side, the ability to have multiple roles. So you could have a dashboard for your account manager, a dashboard for an account rep specifically, and be able to share this, but also relate it to specific reports as well. So somebody could come on Power BI through the browser, Power BI through the Windows 8 app, or Windows Store app, through the iOS app, and have that single view. So that hopefully has given you a good insight of what Power BI is able to do. We do have, as I mentioned, some bottles to give away. So I heard, I saw no one nod off, so which is good. But we will do it based on, I do have limited edition. We'll do it probably based on questions and any questions that we get. But before we go to questions.
Sure. So Scalability Experts offer a free day of training with your team. And basically, we'll help you with your data. So all you need to do is contact me at the following addresses. Both of those addresses will come to me anyway.
Great, fantastic. Remember to sign up for powerbi.com. There is 30-day free trial. Excel, you guys already own it. You've seen some of what's possible. Go ahead and explore data. So we got some questions. I think there's some mics. And we probably need some. Thank you. Yeah, how do we hear them? Oh, okay, just hear them closer by. Okay, cool. So I did have a question down here.
So it looks a fantastic tool, but in a real world, you need a role-based security. So is that something which we can do with the current setup, or is that something in pipeline which Microsoft is working
with? So that is a great question. The question was, in the real world, we data secured based on role. How do we see that being implemented in something like this? So today, as I mentioned, Power BI is all about self-service BI. So really doesn't have that capability. But if we start seeing through the data stewardship portal that there are reports, you know, that are starting to get popular, and you need to apply some of that governance around security, you take what was developed in Power BI and import that into, say, an analysis services tabular model and add the role-level security and all of the corporate BI governance that's required. Yes. However, you saw from the roadmap, you know, absolutely from a roadmap perspective, we're looking at how do we bring it so that it's part of self-service as well. Today, it pulls in the data, yeah. So take a few other questions.
I'm just wondering, with Power BI, that powerbi.com is for Office 365 users, is it? If you've got Office 2013, where do you get all the tools like Power Pivot and et cetera installed locally?
Okay. So the question was, with Power BI's Office 365 base, but for the Excel 2013, where do we get all of the clients that we, the tools or add-ins that we showcase? So great question. So for Excel 2013, Power Pivot and Power View are already part and parcel of the Office 2013 Professional Edition or Pro Plus, the SKU that's licensed as part of O365. For the Power Query, it is a free download that you can get from download.microsoft.com. Both 32-bit, 64-bit versions. And then for Power Map, which is the other add-in we showcased today, for Excel 2013, that's been licensed via Professional Edition only, that there's only a preview available. For Power Map, it's actually licensed via 0365 SKU. So you need to be on that SKU to get the full version of the Power Map and the one that's regularly updated as well. Great question, thanks. There's a question in the back, and we'll come back.
For Office 365 and SharePoint Online, you showed a demonstration of all the reports on SharePoint Online. Was the licensing model for the people making the content or everybody accessing the content?
So, great question. The question's from a licensing perspective, how is Power BI licensed? There is no differentiation between author and viewer. It is, as it stands today, a per user per month charge based on top of your E3 SKUs for the user.
Okay, so if I'm only licensed for certain users. You're saying if I make a SharePoint online with Power BI integrated into it as an app, users that aren't licensed for Power BI can't even visit the web page?
Technically,
or see the data?
Technically, they will be able to visit, and because it's a URL,
yeah.
But they need to be licensed for it, right? Yeah.
Down the front.
Down the front. Where?
So with the Power Map, like I was just wondering if there's a way that we can actually do like a time analysis kind of predictions, like say it's like how the actual storms actually goes from like you know year.
Yeah, absolutely. So time is definitely. So the question was Power Map and whether we can have time analysis and a timeline essentially and look at your data change over time. Absolutely, that is a part and parcel of time, of Power Map, the ability to add any date time field and then be able to say whether that's a yearly or a monthly. Or
can you actually see it as it progresses to the map?
Yeah, so you can animate it and it'll play. And you can. So one other thing that was a quick tour of Power BI, there's a lot to it. You can record your tours and you can create videos that can be embedded in presentations or on the web and including the animations around time.
Yeah, so we're currently, with StormTech, we're currently looking at the Bureau of Meteorology data and looking over time to see if there's patterns between rainfalls and the sales of drains. So that's a great example.
Yeah. So this question down the back.
We're talking about the predictivity of how you're predicting, and does that get better over time the more data you get, or is it based solely on a formula?
No, so yeah, so the questions around the prediction and the forecasting, and in the case of what we showcase, yes, absolutely, you're right. The more data that you can give it, the more accurate the model's going to be. The other thing that it does depend on is seasonality in that data. So if you do try it on just any random dates, you know that, and there's no seasonality to it, the current algorithm that's in place doesn't cater for that too well. So you need to make sure it's either like a repeating every, you know, 12 month, or every, you know, every month or every week or every day, and has values for each one of them. So if you have contiguous fields, the better it is. If you're missing values, you're gonna have to go through and, you know, populate that. It's kind of with any sort of data cleansing or data, you know, if you're doing any sort of predicting, you have to fill up the outliers or get rid of them or manage it that way. So it's not, you know, even though it looks like magic, there is a bit of science to it.
SharePoint on-premise implementation, SharePoint 2013, is the full integration available, including Power Map?
So question was SharePoint 2013 and integration with the ability of specifically around Power Map. So Power Map at the moment is a client tool for add-on for Excel 2013. There is no direct integration into SharePoint or even Power BI Office 365 yet, but that's definitely on the roadmap as to how we look at getting those visualizations up there. So the best way you can do it right now is export these videos out and tours out to WMV files, essentially movie files, and then upload them into your document library in SharePoint and or embed them in that way. So. Okay, question up the front.
Hi, there's been some interesting publicity recently about a product called Azure Machine Learning. Is that able to be integrated in any way with Power BI?
Yeah, great question. And Azure Machine Learning is absolutely an awesome service. Now, in terms of what machine learning is all about, creating, you know, training data sets and training it to predict a certain outcome based on your training data, where the outcome, or where we've already seen certain of our software vendors and partners leverage it, is as a way to, as Power BI, to visualize the outcome of it. So it'll give you a scenario where, for example, a power company, OSI Soft, if you've ever heard of them, they're a software vendor of a partner of ours that do management of electricity and utility companies. And they look at trends of here's, you know, electricity usage and map that out and predict that into the future. And that's visualized on a map, for example, visualized on a graph in Power BI. But we also have, oh, time's up. We also have the ability to look at data, preventative maintenance and diagnostics data that comes through. So it's more so from visualization. Again, there are plans of more tighter integration directly from Azure ML. So as you create a model, you'll be able to visualize it in one of the options will be, you know, visualized with Power BI. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, bottles. I should be giving out the questions. The guys who ask questions, I'll do this on honesty basis. Come and get your Power BI bottles.